The Natural Crit Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this continuing NaturoCrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, "The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior," unquote, really, I have been looking at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around N.D. Iva Lloyd. In part one, I visited the biography page of N.D. Lloyd at the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, a journal she sits on the editorial board of, and then other example Natural Medicine Journal pages. I also visited webpages of the AANP proper to get an idea of what AANP regards as science, which turns out to be anything, though AANP's Natural Medicine Journal is claimed to scientifically filter its contents. In part two, I visited N.D. Lloyd's practices webpages and those of her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. In part 3, I visited the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy. In part 4, I visited the CAND, its N.D. Lloyd edited journal Vital Link, and the Naturopathy Wiki N.D. Lloyd edits, ndhealthfacts.org. In this episode's final part 5, I will visit two of N.D. Lloyd's paper-based books, and then summarize this episode. Part 1 visited N.D. Lloyd's Canadian Naturopathy History book. This part 2 visits N.D. Lloyd's Energetics book, both published in 2009. And for the sake of organization, I will be tabulating the findings of all this rummaging in the transcriptions to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the NaturoCrit blog. Episode question. And my overarching, ongoing question for this NaturoCrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, "What does naturopathy in Ontario promise, preponderantly, and what is underneath, essentially?" Unquote. Overarching focus. For this episode's parts, I will generally look for naturopathy's science, evidence, rigor, and fact type claims, and then explore naturopathy's contents as commitments, ideas, and activities that belie those labels, such as naturopathy's essential vitalism belief, homeopathy and such activity, supernaturalism, and any other naturopathic off-the-wallness. Andy Lloyd's ISBN 044-306-9557, 2009's, quote, The Energetics of Health, A Naturopathic Assessment, unquote. This energetics book employs the categorization of, quote, science, unquote, mildly, and hugely gets into naturopathy's essential vitalism spiritism. In that sense, it is the opposite of the Andy Lloyd history book from the first half of this part five, which hugely emphasized, quote, science, unquote. Together, you get a strong false science claim placed upon naturopathy's sectarian innards. Science claims. There are at least 47 instances of science or sciences in the book. Page Roman numeral 13, quote, Naturopathic doctors are trained in the biomedical sciences, unquote. Page 8, quote, The mechanists, influenced by Descartes' followers, widen the gap between science and spirit, unquote. Scientific. There are at least 11 instances of the word, quote, scientific, unquote. For example, page 4, quote, The discussion of human life and medicine has been as much a philosophical discussion as it has been a scientific discussion, unquote. Page 6, quote, After Galen, scientific knowledge was kept alive for years primarily by Arabic scholars who advanced the surgical art and study of internal medicine, unquote. Page 14, quote, and I think this is very telling, The traditional forms of medicine, such as Ayurvedic, Chinese, and Unani medicine, they were not developed based on a scientific understanding of anatomy and pathology, unquote. Page 41, quote, The Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine declared that subtle energy, or the invisible life force, is as much taken for granted as a fundamental fact of healing by alternative therapies as it is dismissed outright by the orthodox scientific medical world, unquote. That which belies. Integrative, distinct blends. Integer. The root, quote, integer, unquote, results in at least 42 occurrences. Page 4, quote, We once again believe that human life is integrated with nature, holism, and that there is a force beyond ourselves that guides us, vitalism. What has changed is that we now have the research and ability to understand the concepts that before were taken on faith, unquote. Page 24, quote, Naturopathic medicine, as well as the Eastern medicines, recognize that it is the uniqueness of patients and the integration of all parts that holds the key to achieving and maintaining health, unquote. Page 83, quote, The full potential of breathing is the integration of the body, mind, and spirit, unquote. One thing that catches my eye is a diagram, which I'll call the cogs of spiritual figmentation, which is, for me, a certain kind of blending. There are two pictures in the book which involve, quote, personal essence, unquote. And as we've seen, personal essence means spirit in naturopathy, as well as healing power of nature and vis medicatrix naturae. In both pictures were shown gears representing parts of the person with personal essence as one of those gears or involved in the picture. In one, personal essence is the center, and three gears surround it, labeled functional, structural, and psychological. I guess personal essence therein is the remainder in the naturopathic belief system, spirit. In another, personal essence is one of the gears, and we're told, quote, the initial causes of signs and symptoms originate from the personal essence, unquote. Now, quote, mechanism, unquote, is highly derided in the book as separating spirit from science, as being analytical as opposed to what I'll call animistic. These pictures with gears in them, for me, they attempt to represent the supernatural personal essence as, in my humble opinion, physiochemical and in evidence. And I think that's nonsense. But you can illustrate basically any point, but it doesn't make it real. Distinct and distinguishes. Distin as a root, D-I-S-T-I-N, occurs 9 times. For instance, there's page 30, quote, Naturopathic medicine is more than just using natural agents and therapies for treatment. It is a model and set of operative principles and premises. In this model, the approach to health and disease, the relationship that is established with the patient, and the focus on stimulating the natural healing ability of the body by identifying and addressing the disrupting factors, that distinguishes naturopathic medicine from other medical systems, unquote. Vitalism. You'll have to forgive any overlaps from what's been stated that I'll list now below. Repetition is rather inevitable since there are so many synonyms employed for this essential naturopathic premise. Coded vitalism, medicatrix. Now there are at least 8 instances of medicatrix, such as page 39, quote, healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. Page 32, quote, the followers of Hippocrates used the term vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature, to denote the body's ability to heal itself. George Ernst Stahl believed that the soul was responsible for overseeing bodily functions and that the soul held the power to heal, unquote. Page 32, quote, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae. The healing power of nature is an important principle of naturopathic medicine. The basic philosophical premise of naturopathic medicine is that there is an inherent healing power in nature in every human being. It is the doctor's role to bring out or enhance this innate healing power within their patients. The definition of the healing power of nature, according to the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, is the inherent self-organizing and healing processes of living systems which establishes, maintains, and restores health. This healing process is organized, ordered, and intelligent. It is the naturopathic doctor's role to support, facilitate, and augment this process by identifying and removing obstacles to health and recovery, and by supporting the creation of a healthy internal and external environment. A naturopathic doctor, Papadogiannis, or something like that, wrote, "Within you lies a healing force more powerful than any treatment," unquote. Page 30, quote, the naturopathic principles and philosophy are the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. Page Roman numeral 9, quote, the body has an innate ability to heal, vis medicatrix naturae, and at times symptoms are a reflection of this innate ability, unquote. And those are all coded vitalism, naturalistic language representing what essentially is a supernatural concept, a trove of personal essence. Now, if you remember from an earlier part of this episode, the ndhealthfacts.org wiki, Andy Lloyd Edits, equates, quote, personal essence, unquote, with spirit and, quote, vital or life force, unquote. So it serves as a code or alternate, perhaps a more palatable disguise for something the author doesn't prefer to clearly label, a naturalistic camouflage for the supernatural. There are 51 instances of personal essence in this book, that unique to N.D. Lloyd term for naturopathy's underlying vitalism supernaturalism. It is actually quite unique to N.D. Lloyd. A current Google.com web search, naturopathic principles, quote, personal essence, unquote, results in only the N.D. Lloyd edited wiki, ndhealthfacts.org, books.google.com's page for this N.D. Lloyd energetics book that I'm citing from right now, a NatureCrit blog post of mine, and a PDF hosted at N.D. Lloyd's practice. In this energetics book, from the table of contents of chapter 3, there's, quote, naturopathic assessment model, personal essence, unquote. Page 40, quote, each person's personal essence and the psychological, functional, and structural aspects are an inseparable whole. Personal essence. The personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vital or life force. Vital force is considered the primary force of all forces. It is the divine creative intelligence. The collective life force, or vital force, is a common pool of subtle energy that connects everyone together and interconnects people to their environment. Personal essence refers to an individual's life force or vital energy, which comes from the collective life force. And there's a picture of this constellation she's posing. When the personal essence is strong and in harmony with the individual, there is health, imbalance, lack of harmony, or coherence. In the personal essence is a precursor, even an actual cause, of subsequent disease. The task of the individual is to learn how to live a life that is aligned with their personal essence, unquote. Page 41, quote, the personal essence resides in the inner core and permeates the psychological, the functional, and the structural aspects. It relates to our vital force, our sense of purpose, our spirituality, and our connection with the collective consciousness. It provides a person with a sense of belonging to something that is greater than the self. The personal essence acts as a guide and a filter on a person's life. It holds a person's deep core beliefs and their values. It is their blueprint. This blueprint determines what they look like, their susceptibilities and influence, and how they perceive their world and interact with it. It determines an individual's sense of purpose and identity. Unquote. Page 41, quote, the personal essence is impacted by the patient's health and their personal essence during conception. In Chinese medicine, they speak of prenatal and postnatal essence. Prenatal essence is the energy that a child receives from their parents at conception. Postnatal essence is the energy received from food, air, and water. Together, they determine a person's total essence. Unquote. Page 85, quote, all elements come from ether. Ether encompasses two extremes, an individual's personal essence and their external environment. A person's essence is their core, their inner self or blueprint. Ether is the place of inner spirituality, tranquility, and neutrality, unquote. Page 112, quote, the causes of symptoms and disease occur on the level of the personal essence. The disruption of health arises due to three main factors, including disharmony between a patient's life and their personal essence, unquote. Page 113, quote, the personal essence is the internal guide. It is what connects people on a spiritual plane or on the level of the collected consciousness, and it has the ability to make decisions without the parameter of time. Life is like a play, and the personal essence is aware that in the upcoming act, your role is changing, and hence you need to make changes in the present in order to be ready for your new role in the future. Some holistic forms of medicine, such as homeopathy, believe that most chronic diseases originate at the level of the personal essence, unquote. Page 121, quote, in this book, health is defined as the harmonious vibration of the psychological, functional, and structural aspects of a patient with their personal essence and their external environment, unquote. Page 125, quote, a patient's constitution is their baseline. It can be thought of as the energetic blueprint of their personal essence, unquote. Explicit vitalism, as vitalist or vitalistic. Page Roman numeral 9, quote, traditional medical systems were based on observing the interaction of people with their environment, and they approach health and disease based on holistic and vitalistic concepts, unquote. Page Roman numeral 9, quote, the naturopathic medical system developed partly out of frustration with the shortcomings of the conventional medical system, and it embraces many of the concepts of traditional medical systems, such as a belief in a more vitalistic and holistic approach to health. The founders of naturopathic medicine recognize an inherent ability of the body to heal, unquote. Page Roman numeral 11, quote, the model provided is based on naturopathic principles, concepts common to the traditional medical systems of Ayurvedic, Chinese, and Unani medicine, and current theories that support the vitalistic and holistic concepts of naturopathic medicine, unquote. Page Roman numeral 13, quote, the traditional systems of medicine, such as Ayurvedic, Chinese, and Unani medicine, have been around for thousands of years and have contributed greatly to the holistic and vitalistic approaches to life, unquote. Life force. There are 15 instances of life force, which is a common term naturopathy uses when it does explicitly state vitalism. Page 21, quote, qi is the animating life force and substance. It is considered the essence of life and the origin of all other vital substances, thoughts and emotions, tissue and blood, inner life and outer expression, unquote. Page 40, quote, personal essence. The personal essence is a descriptive concept of an individual's vital or life force. And I've quoted that one already earlier, unquote. Page 41, quote, the concept of vitalism. A subtle life force or essence guiding health and aiding in healing dates back to the time of Hippocrates and Paracelsus. This concept is integral to Chinese Ayurvedic, Unani, and homeopathic medicine, as well as other systems of medicine, unquote. Page 41, quote, subtle energy or the invisible life force, unquote. Page 102, quote, the naturopathic perspective is that health and disease is logical. There is a meaning and purpose behind symptoms and disease states. This perspective is similar to Chinese medicine, where the belief is that the continual overuse and depletion of the inherited qi or life force is the cause of disease, unquote. Page 121, quote, a patient's sense of spirituality or inner life force, unquote. Page 196, quote, the life force or qi, unquote. Page 238, quote, Life force is the force, power, or energy which enlivens the material organism. In health, the spirit-like life force that enlivens the material organism is dynamic, governs without restriction, and keeps all parts of the organism in admirable, harmonious, vital operation, unquote. That is a paraphrasing of, obviously, Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy. Page 238, quote, prana is the life force, equivalent to the qi in Oriental medicine, the vital life-sustaining force of both the body and the universe, unquote. Page 238, quote, qi is a Chinese term for vital energy or life force. In traditional Chinese medicine, qi is believed to regulate a person's spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical balance, and to be influenced by the opposing forces of yin and yang. The concept of qi, or some similar vital force, is incorporated into many therapies used in the holistic approach to health, unquote. Vital force. There are 13 instances of vital force, including, quote, page 25, Hahnemann believed that there was a vital force within everyone that was responsible for health and healing, unquote. Page 31, quote, first do no harm has been a principle of medicine since the time of Hippocrates, and it refers not only to the patient, but to the patient's vital force, unquote. Page 41, quote, according to homeopathy, the material organism, thought of without the vital force, is capable of no sensation, no function, no self-preservation. It derives all sensation and performs all the functions of life solely by means of the immaterial being, the vital principle, which animates the material organism in health and disease, unquote. That again is Hahnemann. Page 232, quote, the aim of most naturopathic treatments is to stimulate the patient's vital force, unquote. Page 233, quote, to evaluate vital force clinically, unquote. Page 238, quote, the concept of qi or some similar vital force, unquote. Qi. Now, again, I'll emphasize that in Ontario, an ND doesn't have to get a separate license to do acupuncture. It is bound up within their ND scope. Therein, Ontario naturopaths' webpages are much more likely to casually equate their healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, life force, with the qi, qi, or it's spelled qi, chi, of Chinese medicine. When I was studying naturopathy in Connecticut from 1998 until 2002, there was one mandatory course in TCM. I'm guessing with that course, one could sit for the ND licensure exam, pass the exam, and having NPLEX under their belt, practice naturopathy with TCM in Ontario as an ND. In the US, most states apparently require a separate degree to do acupuncture unless you are an MD. Coincidentally, Kuching ND granting schools also have these master's degrees to get people acupuncture licensed. And true to form with the false science label upon all things naturopathic, those acupuncture degrees are absurdly labeled masters of science. There are at least 25 instances of qi in the book, spelled qi. Here are a few. Page 102, quote, the naturopathic perspective is that health and disease is logical. There is a meaning and purpose behind symptoms and disease states. This perspective is similar to Chinese medicine, where the belief is that the continual overuse and depletion of the inherited qi or life force is the cause of disease, unquote. Page 235, quote, Chinese medicine is based on a concept of balanced qi or vital energy that is believed to flow through the body. Disease is proposed to result from the flow of qi being disrupted, unquote. Page 22, quote, qi is an energy which manifests simultaneously on the physical and spiritual level. When qi condenses, energy transforms and accumulates into physical shape, unquote. Page 33, quote, the flow of energy, or qi, unquote. Page 196, quote, the life force, or qi, unquote. I think the pre-scientific credentials of qi really start to stick out here. We know in terms of biology that the architect of form and function is DNA and the evolutionary processes that have brought humans to this here now. Supernaturalism as spirit. There are at least 40 instances of spirit as a word or root. And we should keep in mind that vitalism in its many variants is also spiritism. Page 102, quote, naturopathic medicine recognizes that there is a higher power or spiritual force that controls life, unquote. Page 72, quote, in most religions and in many traditional and alternative medical theories, there is an understanding, a belief, that there is a spirit essence, unquote. Page 39, quote, "Vitalism is the view that life is governed by forces beyond oneself. These forces are unique to living beings and permit them to go on living. These forces cannot be reduced to physical laws. Often it is associated with notions of spirit or soul," unquote. And there is the sectarian premise at the center of naturopathy. So, with these three quotes, I can't help thinking, isn't, therefore, naturopathy a kind of religion? This is a specific kind of supernaturalism. I can corroborate this with my own experience in ND school, when ND Sensenig equated the life force, supposedly within everyone, as, quote, God power within you, unquote. And I fume still to this day when I think about how the AANP Alliance falsely stated that naturopathy is, quote, not a belief system, unquote, but instead, quote, science-based, unquote. And one of the characteristics of this religion is its muddle. Page 238, quote, "Qi is believed to regulate a person's spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical balance," unquote. And then on page 37, quote, "According to Dr. William Mitchell, a naturopathic doctor, body vitality plus mental vitality plus spiritual vitality equals wellness," unquote. So as a summation of the spirits of naturopathy, there's this huge universal spirit, there's one's vital force, spirit overseeing all of the organism, and then within that organism is a sub-spirit, or something like that. It's hard to differentiate these figmentations. Now, the AANP has an award called, quote, the Viss Award, unquote. At their naturopathic.org page, quote, AANP Awards, unquote, we're told, quote, "The Viss Award honors and celebrates the life and work of Dr. William A. Mitchell, ND. Dr. Mitchell embodied the Viss with his passion for life, for naturopathic medicine, for teaching, and for the loving care of his patients. The Viss Award acknowledges persons who represent the Viss, the healing power of nature, as demonstrated through their work, life, and community service. The Viss Award recipients are naturopathic students, faculty members, or clinicians who exemplify the Viss Medicatrix Naturae by their understanding and application of the healing power of nature," unquote. So there's an award for USNDs that is centered around naturopathy's vitalistic, spiritistic, central sectarian obligation, falsely rolled into its, quote, science, unquote, self-categorization. And I'll deal with holistic here, too, in this supernatural section. Page 44, quote, "With a holistic approach to health and disease, the importance of the therapeutic encounter is paramount. During an assessment, a practitioner considers the spiritual, psychological, functional, and structural aspects of a patient," unquote. Page 102, quote, "Holistic, with a W, medicine focuses on body, emotions, mind, relationships, and spirit," unquote. Page 237, quote, "Holistic or holism means all, entire, or total. When assessing human beings, it refers to the consideration of the spiritual, psychological, functional, and structural aspects of an individual, as well as the environmental and social factors," unquote. Page 121, quote, "The study of human health needs to include, at a minimum, a patient's lifestyle, their habits, the environment in which they live, their work, their community, and a patient's sense of spirituality or inner life force," unquote. Page 238, quote, "Life force is the force, power, or energy that enlivens the material organism. In health, the spirit-like life force that enlivens the material organism is dynamic, governs without restriction, and keeps all parts of the organism in admirable, harmonious, vital operation," unquote. Homeopathy that belies the science label. There are at least 46 instances of the root homeop related to the paraphrase I just mentioned from Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy. We're told on page 41, quote, "The concept of vitalism, a subtle life force or essence guiding health and aiding in healing, this concept is integral to Chinese, Ayurvedic, Unani, and homeopathic medicine, as well as other systems of medicine. According to homeopathy, the material organism, thought of without the vital force, is capable of no sensation, no function, no self-preservation. It derives all sensation and functions, all the functions of life, solely by means of the immaterial being, the vital principle, which animates the material organism in health and disease." And N.D. Lloyd states, "When the personal essence is strong and in harmony with the individual, there is health. Imbalance, lack of harmony, or coherence in the personal essence is a precursor or even an actual cause of subsequent disease," unquote. And there's page 39, quote, "Naturopathic medicine has always encompassed a wide range of treatment approaches. These approaches are based on the principles described above and include homeopathic medicine and Chinese medicine and acupuncture and colon therapy, unquote. Because all this homeopathy and TCM is fused into naturopathy with, not to pun too strongly, regarding colon therapy, other crap. Speaking of colon therapy, which I was required to do a lot of during ND clinic with one of those colon hydrotherapy machines, which sticks a water pipe into people's anuses, another reason I stopped ND school. In 2011's, quote, study dumps colon cleansing as useless and dangerous, unquote, LiveScience.com tells us, as reported by Christopher Wanjek about a review in the August 2011 issue of the Journal of Family Practice, quote, doctors have long argued that colon cleansing is money down the proverbial toilet, utterly useless for a good health, and a huge waste of time and money. A new study, however, finds that this is only half the story. Colon therapy not only is unnecessary, but over time it is also detrimental, unquote. Various sundries, weird diagnostics that belie the science label. So, once what's profoundly not scientific is allowed to be scientific in the naturopathic thought structure, what kind of strange diagnostics can naturopathy include? How about earlobes, fingers, and toes? Page 193, quote, the ears are the most important and revealing aspect of a patient's inner strength. They indicate a patient's inner nature and are associated with their essence, vitality, and constitutional strength, the ether element. The lower part of the ear represents the upper part of the body. The middle part represents the middle part of the body, and the upper part of the ear represents the lower part of the body. The peripheral ridge indicates the health of the circulatory and excretory systems. The middle ridge is the nervous system, and the inner ridge indicates the digestive and respiratory system, unquote. Page 204, quote, a finger or toe with a rounded edge indicates someone who is tactful in his or her expression, soft and gentle. Blunt edge indicates someone who says it like it is and is straightforward, honest, and blunt. Pointy edge indicates someone who has a tendency to let things build up and then express things sharply with direction and force. Bunion is caused by a large lateral shift of the ether toe. It reflects a pull from the external environment away from the core, unquote. Which reminds me of phrenology. And honestly, I'm only scratching the surface of weirdness that's in this book. And speaking of weirdness, Unani medicine, a.k.a. Welcome Back, Middle Ages. There are at least 43 instances of the word Unani in the book. To contextualize what Unani medicine is in modern scientific terms, according to Wikipedia.org's Unani, it is, quote, based on the teachings of Greek physician Hippocrates and Roman physician Galen, and is based on the concept of the four humors, phlegm, blood, yellow bile, and black bile, unquote. So now we're in the Middle Ages in terms of knowledge. Remarkable. The Middle Ages. Medieval. The medieval. This reminds me of a position paper by Canada's Ontario-based Committee for the Advancement of Scientific Skepticism, CASS, to Ontario's Post-Secondary Education Quality Assessment Board, titled, quote, regarding application from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote, which stated, quote, the underlying conflict between naturopathy and medical science, however, goes much deeper than the lack of any evidence basis for many of the treatments offered. For naturopathy is based on the foundational principle of vitalism, the idea that living beings are animated by a vital force not found in inanimate nature, and the complete rejection of this principle is the cornerstone of modern biology. For this reason, even those courses which appear to provide standard medical knowledge cannot be expected to adhere to what we know about living systems. The curriculum is infused throughout with a failed medieval paradigm, unquote. Hear, hear. And an example of that overarching infusion, so to speak, is the fact that when an ND graduates, they swear to the ND oath, which has all these principles in it. Vis medicatrix naturae, healing power of nature, and the term science. There's also the 2011 Allergy, Asthma, and Clinical Immunology letter to the editor by Caulfield and Rashul, quote, supported by science, what Canadian naturopaths advertised to the public, unquote, which stated in sum, quote, a review of the therapies advertised on the websites of clinics offering naturopathic treatments, does not support the proposition that naturopathic medicine is a science and evidence-based practice. As noted in a recent speech by the president of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, at the time that was N.D. Hangi Bauer, if our profession is to be taken seriously by the larger world of medicine, we must speak in a language that everyone can understand and appreciate. That language is the language of science. And the authors state, we couldn't agree more, but the profession should not just use the language of science. It must embrace and act on the conclusions of scientific inquiry, unquote. Bravo! And I would add, the supposed profession of naturopathy should not forget that science isn't a letterhead on a blank sheet of paper, which one then writes upon, and magically, whatever is beneath that letterhead is therein categorically now science. Science is first and foremost a method and activity. Overall, end of episode summation. Well, researching naturopathy in Ontario has been very fun. I particularly enjoyed Andy Lloyd's wiki. Since I'll be posting a tabulation of this episode's contents, I won't be that long in this conclusion. I'll just deal with some promised revisitations. The history book's dust jacket. I had promised I would return to what the Andy Lloyd history book's dust jacket says and interpret what I believe naturopathy's, quote, ancient philosophy, unquote, aka, quote, principles, unquote, language there actually means as decoded by way of the Canadian Naturopathic Foundation and these two Andy Lloyd books. We were told on that jacket, quote, the healing power of nature, the natural healing ability, this ancient philosophy, naturopathic doctors that embrace the principles of the healing power of the body, unquote. At the Canadian Naturopathic Foundation, we're told in, quote, natural therapies used by NDs, unquote, archived in 2013, quote, naturopathic therapies are all based on the same principles. They all assist the body's healing response. Homeopathic medicine, this powerful system of medicine, when carefully matched to the patient, they are able to affect the body's vital force and to stimulate the body's innate healing forces, unquote. And then in the history book, that vital force was explained as, quote, the spirit-like force which animates the material body, unquote, or, as the energetics book stated, quote, the divine creative intelligence, a common pool of subtle energy, unquote. Therein, we've got supernaturalism, spiritism, vitalism, fused to some kind of theology, aka divinity deification. We're also told on the dust jacket, quote, naturopathic medicine has established accredited academic institutions and programs, unquote. Ah yes, like the Connecticut school I attended that labels as doctoral non-sectarian science that which is patently sectarian and science exterior or ejected. And the jacket mentions, quote, strong national and provincial associations, unquote. Yes, like the AANP and CAND and OAND, who label as, quote, science-based, unquote, such patent nonsense as homeopathy. And finally, there's mention of, quote, the naturopathic profession, unquote. But have you ever heard of a profession based on falsehood that you cannot trust? How values are so reversed. Therein, naturopathy is not strong, not professional, not natural, not powerful, not ethical, not science, not honest, not rational. Not so much it poses as. The energetics book title issue. There's Andy Lloyd's now quite abundantly obvious use of the term, quote, energy, unquote, as a label when what's really being talked about is spiritism, vitalism, supernaturalism. In science, energy is the capacity to do work, and it's a measurable change in this here physical world. Spirit, well, that has never been physically measured. Spirit explains no tangible phenomena, and there is no room for it in some, thermodynamically speaking, if we're going to be scientific in terms of energy. Generally speaking, of course, I highly respect a person's freedom to practice such beliefs. I highly value personal, civil liberties. But when such freedom of belief stuff is wrongly disguised in scientific costume and commerce is engaged in under false labels, there must be analysis, criticism, and exposure. Speaking of energetics, at Bastyr University, just over the border from Canada in the U.S., there's the course in the 2013 catalog quote, NM9118, Energetics of Natural Medicine, 0.5 credits. This course presents an analysis of the vital force, unquote. So, Andy Lloyd's equation of energy as vitalism, as spiritism, is very much institutionally preponderant in the land of naturopathy, accepting, apparently, as I've mentioned, her unique, quote, personal essence, unquote, synonym for all that. Vital force is actually in that Bastyr catalog 5 times. The 4 other times are in the descriptions of Bastyr's naturopathy program's homeopathy courses. Incidentally, Bastyr's new university seal has the motto Vis Medicatrix Naturae on it. Bastyr states, quote, the seal includes the year of Bastyr's founding along with the Latin phrase Vis Medicatrix Naturae, which means the healing power of nature, unquote. The year is 1978, the year Andy Pizzorno, of course, states he coined the term, quote, science-based natural medicine, unquote, to describe naturopathy. Vis Medicatrix Naturae, of course, is vitalism, supernaturalism, spiritism, disguised as natural, disguised as energy, the disguised religion of personal essence. An answer to my overarching ongoing question for this Naturocrit podcast episode 5, for 5 parts of this episode 5, titled, quote, The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior, unquote, I've asked the overarching question, quote, what does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly and what is underneath essentially, unquote. Let me be brief, because this must end. I can't go on any further with episode 5, that is. In Ontario, naturopathy promises natural, but underneath essentially is the supernatural. Science, but underneath essentially is the either science ejected or science exterior. Professionalism, but because naturopathy's contents are so different from what's posed, aka a ruse, what's underneath that professionalism is dishonesty. The result of all this duplicity is great harm to scientific integrity and freedom of belief, in my humble opinion, by way of violations of consumers' educational, commercial, and academic rights. And I'm glad it took all summer to get this episode written, recorded, and edited, because just recently an interesting article was published. Andy Lloyd, who has been the hub of this episode, lists as a credential Reiki Master. MDs, medical doctors, Gorski and Novella of sciencebasedmedicine.org recently published, quote, clinical trials of integrative medicine testing whether magic works, unquote, in trends in molecular medicine. They write, quote, acupuncture and Reiki remain widely practiced and even embraced at academic institutions, and even homeopathy continues to be practiced despite clinical trials and meta-analyses that demonstrate effects indistinguishable from placebo. Reiki, energy medicine that involves using hand and touch to direct into the patient's healing energy from what Reiki masters call the universal source. For such modalities, the pre-trial likelihood of a positive effect greater than placebo is negligible, if not zero, given that there is no evidence that this healing energy even exists, much less that humans can manipulate it. There is no evidence that Reiki has specific therapeutic effects for any condition. Yet randomized controlled trials to test whether Reiki, therapeutic touch, homeopathy, reflexology, craniosacral therapy, acupuncture, and other modalities equally lacking in preclinical plausibility are ongoing. In randomized controlled trials testing modalities with low pretest probability, i.e. low plausibility, confounding effects are vastly magnified, easily producing false positives. In these days of extreme scarcity of research funding, it is difficult to justify spending precious research dollars carrying out randomized controlled trials of treatments where the likelihood of producing a true positive trial is so low. All clinical trials, not just randomized controlled trials, should be based on scientifically well-supported preclinical observations that justify them, preferably with biomarkers to guide patient selection and follow-up. Until specific complementary and alternative medicine and integrative medicine modalities achieve that level of preclinical evidence, randomized controlled trials testing them cannot be scientifically or ethically justified. That is science-based rather than evidence-based medicine, unquote. Yet, comparatively, at Andy Lloyd's practice, web pages, Reiki is promoted on the page, quote, energetics, unquote. Acupuncture on the page, quote, acupuncture services, unquote, and homeopathy on the page, quote, naturopathic foundations, unquote. Also, there's a PowerPoint up at the practice titled, quote, the bridging of naturopathic and energetic medicine, unquote, from July 2014, which has a slide with the covers to these two Part 5 Andy Lloyd books, promotes the Andy Lloyd Wiki, and has a slide with those cogs of personal essence I'd mentioned. And there is, no lie, a picture of the five elements and where they indicate their imbalance symptomatically. Did you know that ether symptoms are in your head? It's a fact. I read it at ndhealthfacts.org. And this is the end of episode 5. This has been
the Natural Crit Podcast.
I'm